You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood, Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Yes. Amen. Glory to God with the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast.
Oh, hallelujah.
So glad to see you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Dear this morning. And we thank God for what God is doing.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. This is my anniversary.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're celebrating 33 years. Amen. I've been doing it longer than that, but that's the amount of time they're celebrating.
Yes.
And so we thank God for it. And we want you to come on out and be a part of it. Amen. Tonight, amen. Glory to God. Apostle Roberto Reynolds from Glory to God, amen. Fort Lauderdale, Florida will be coming down to speak for us tonight.
Amen.
You don't want to miss this great woman of God, yes. Powerful anointing, lays hand on people and, amen, the anointing falls on them.
Yes.
Power of God falls on them. Amen. Come on out and be blessed. And then on Friday night, we'll have Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins, amen. Glory to God from Titusville, Florida. Come out and let God bless you.
Amen.
And then Saturday night, we'll have Overseer Devron Patterson,
yes.
Praise God, from West Palm Beach, Florida, and the Sons of Thunder.
Yes.
They'll be coming out, amen. And you don't want to miss it. All of it is 8 o'clock, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, Friday night, 8 o'clock, Saturday night, at 8 o'clock, and then Sunday, 11:30 a.m.
Yes.
Praise God. Pastors Franklin and Margaret Scott from Charleston, South Carolina,
yes.
will be preaching. Amen. Glory to God. And you, I know you want to be blessed, so
amen.
You need to come on out to these services. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Don't miss it. Don't miss this anniversary. Come and let God bless you. Come and let God give you a miracle. Come and give to the woman of God. Let
yes.
me know you love me.
Yes.
Amen. And that you care. I love all of you and thank
yes.
God for you.
Yes.
Amen. And for what God is doing today. Amen. Our evangelist, Sheila Cochran, is going to be bringing the message.
Ooh,
God
hallelujah.
Bless you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you all so very much. Thank you, Apostle. That's right.
God
you guys,
you.
Come on out to the anniversary.
Yes.
I'm telling you,
yes.
God has been moving every night.
Yes,
I'm telling
he
you,
has.
You don't want to miss
yes,
it.
Sir.
I'm telling you, come out and be a blessing to this woman of God. God will bless
yes,
you.
He will.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God has been moving in the anniversary.
Yes,
and I'm telling
yes.
you, you're going to enjoy it. And
amen.
I want you to turn with me real quickly. I'm telling yeah, I didn't know I was going to speak, but I know when I woke up this morning,
hallelujah.
This scripture jumped in my spirit.
Praise
and when we kind of pulled up here to the radio station,
hallelujah.
Apostle said, hey, you should go ahead and minister.
Glory
I said, God already
God.
Dropped
thank
it
you,
in my
Chief.
Spirit when I woke up this morning.
Yes,
and I
yes.
want you to turn with me to Romans, the 8th chapter.
Yes,
Romans
yes.
8 started at the 35th chapter. And the Lord said, I want you to challenge the people and ask them a question.
Hallelujah.
What's going to separate you today from the love of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
and I'm
going to
start reading at Romans 8 and 35.
Yes,
and it
yes.
said, who shall separate
ooh,
us from
ooh.
The love of Christ?
Yes.
Who shall separate
yes,
us from
yes,
the love
yes,
of Christ?
Hallelujah.
Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or
oh
famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
Ooh,
the Lord wants to know who shall separate you from the love of Christ. I know a lot of you are going through different things in your life.
Yes,
I know persecution and tribulation is coming in your life.
Yes,
I know
yes.
you seem like the devil have your back up
ooh,
against the wall. Seem like they lean like the waters is overflowing in your life. But the Lord wants you to know who's going to separate you from the love of God on today. God wants to know who's going to separate you. Oh, my God, from the love of God. Are you going to let persecution? Yeah, they talking about you. Yeah, it hurts your feelings. Yeah, they persecuted you. They called you everything but a child of God. But are you going to to let that separate you from the love of God? Are you going to let famine separate you from the love of God? When the word of God said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the word of God. Hallelujah. Shall nakedness. You're going to allow that separate you from the love of God. Or you're going to let peril or sword separate you from the love of God. Hallelujah. You better not let nothing separate you from the love of God. And 36 said, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. Hallelujah. All the day long we are killed. They're persecuting us. They're talking about us. They're scandalizing our name all the day long. They talked about Jesus. They scandalized his name. Called him a wine bibber. Saying everything about Jesus. If they said it about him, they're going to say it about you too. But you better not let what they say about you. You better not let them, what they say about you, separate you from the love of God. And then the word said, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. That's what Jesus was. He was counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet he opened not his mouth. Hallelujah. All the things that they did to Jesus, yet he opened not his mouth. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. Regardless of what we're going through in our life, we got to hush out, be quiet. And let them do whatever they want to do. Because we can't let nothing separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah. We got to walk in the characteristics of God. We got to display the characteristics of God. Hallelujah, my God. Glory to the Lamb of God. And 37 say, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So regardless of how they're persecuting you, regardless of whatever that you're going through in your life on today, regardless of the persecution, regardless of the tribulation, regardless of the pain that's in your body, regardless of whatever that you're going through, God wants you to know today that you're more than a conqueror. Because the Bible tells us, greater is he that's on the inside of you than he that's in the world. So one thing I want you to know today, you got the greater one down on the inside. So you're already a conqueror. My God, hallelujah. The Bible says you're more than a conqueror. I don't care. They may seem like they're mighty. They may seem like they're great. But the Bible said, you're more than a conqueror. Through him. Through him. Through Jesus. My God. You're more than a conqueror through him. My God, that loved us. Because the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. My God. No greater love than this. Than a man to lay down his life. Ain't nobody took Jesus' life. He laid down his life for us. My God. So that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. And we got to be like 38 says, for I am persuaded, that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We got to be persuaded on today that nothing that comes my way is going to separate me from the love of God. Your children walked away. Your husband may walked away. Your friends may walked away. The people turned their back on you walked away. But you got to be persuaded. You got to be like David. You got to encourage yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. If they never pat you on the back, you got to be like David did. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Hallelujah. And be persuaded that nothing is going to separate me from the love of God. They hurt you. yeah, hallelujah. That flesh had you crying. That flesh had you beat down. But you've got to get up from there. Hallelujah. And say, hey, nay, and all these things. I'm more than a conqueror. Oh, my God. Because greater. I got the greater one down on the inside. Because I'm not letting them separate me. I'm not letting friends walk away separate me. I'm not letting family walk away separate me. I'm not letting husband walk away separate me. I'm not letting friends walk away separate me. Nothing is going to separate me from the love of God. So what? They took your house. God said, I count on 1,000 hills. They belong to him. So what? You ain't got no money in the bank. The count on 1,000 hills. It belonged to God. If God gave you it before, he can do it again. Don't you worry about it. You better get up from there. And you better encourage yourself in the Lord. And realize that you are a conqueror in Jesus Christ. Under the Neboshata. And know that nothing, nothing. Oh, the Lord say, tell the people who gonna separate you from the love of God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. In tribulation, you're going through these little things in life. You're going through those little party aches. You're going through family members talking about you, turning their backs on you, children turning their backs on you. You're going through these little things in life. But you got to set your affections on things above. You got to set your affections on things above. Because look at here, we just passing through. We're not of this world. We're just passing through. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And we got to realize, hallelujah, this is temporary. I'm going to a place, hallelujah, that's not made by man. I'm going to a place, hallelujah, that Jesus prepared for me. That way he go, I'm going to my mansion. That's beyond the sky. I'm going to my mansion. Hallelujah. That moth and canker worm. Oh, my God, can't eat it up. Oh, my God. And that's what we got to realize. Oh, my God. We got to set our affections on things above, not on things of this old world. We got to set our affections on things above. Oh, my God. And we got to be persuaded that nothing in the past is going to separate me from the love of God. They talk about you. Talked about what you did in the past. Honor to they both share. But that's the enemy's job. To try to bring up everything you did in the past. But you, every time he bring up what you did in the past, you remind him of his future. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Because what you did in the past is covered under the blood. My God. And you keep it under the blood. Hallelujah. And you better be persuaded that you are a conqueror. You done overcame that. Oh, my God. And you better walk in the liberty wherein God have set you free. And the Bible said, when the Son has set free, you're free indeed. Don't you let the devil, don't you let family members, don't you let children bring up your past, bring up everything that happened. Don't you let nobody bring up nothing that happened in your past, because you are a conqueror today. Don't you let nothing separate you from the love of God. God loved you so much that he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus. Jesus gave his life so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. And you better get up from there and start living in your abundant life on today. You better start walking your abundant life on today. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And the Bible say we'll kill all the day long. They didn't shoot you with a gun, but they kill you with their tongue. They kill you with talking about you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And look at here, let me tell you something. You see somebody every time running back telling you what this this was said about you, telling you what that was said about you, what you need to do, you need to put that person on the list of elimination.
That's right.
Listen, I don't need to hear that garbage. I don't need to hear that. Hallelujah. Because the Bible said, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are a good report, if that be any virtue, if that be any praise, that's
sir.
What you think on.
Don't
you think on all that foolishness they bring to you. What this one say, what that one say. The devil is a liar. You better think on the goodness of God. And that's what you think on. Oh, my God. Because in this life, in the things that's coming in this world, nothing is going to separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I am persuaded. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Even in death, because the Bible said to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord.
With God.
Oh, my God. Oh,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And that's what we're trying to be. We're trying to be.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We're trying to be present with the Lord on this day. But you better make sure, oh my God, that you're living a life before God. Oh my God, that when you die, that you stand before God. And he say, well done, my good and faithful
good
servant. Enter into my rest. Hallelujah.
Oh
my God.
Thank
and don't let nothing separate you.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what it is. Don't you sit there and have your children your idol. Have your husband your idol. Have your car your idol. Have your home your idol. Have your money your idol. Have your looks your idol. Have all these idols before God. Because he said, I will have no other God. No other God. No other God before me. Under the name of Shay. You better realize and know, hallelujah, but I am persuaded that I will have nothing to separate me from the love of God. God wants you. Nobody but you. Nothing in front of him. He wants all of you. Hallelujah. Give me all of you, God. Oh, my God. Nobody but you. Oh, my God. And you got to be persuaded. Have a well-made up mind in this season. Because what's getting ready to come,
on
the face of this world, you better have a well-made up mind.
And
you got to have your anchor sure. Oh, my God. And grip the solid rock.
Oh
my God.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm telling you, they coming to deceive many. The Bible says if it was even possible, they're going to deceive the very elect. That's why
God.
You got to get in the word.
That's right.
And study to show thyself approved. A workman need not be ashamed, but rightly define the word of truth. You better be persuaded. And you better get your anchor and hold the solid rock. And you better get in the word and say in the word and get in prayer and stay in prayer and get a relationship with God. Hallelujah. Don't be like the five foolish virgins. Oh my God. And have no oil in your vessel. Oh my God. Oh, you were 10 virgins. That means all 10 of them, they were going to church. They were doing the same thing. But one thing about the five wives, they had the oil in their vessel. But the five foolish, they didn't have no oil. Well, evangelist, what is the oil? The oil is the Holy Ghost. That's the one that's sealing us up until the day of redemption. And you got to have the Holy Ghost. I don't care what they saying. The Holy Ghost don't cease. The devil is a liar. The Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost is the one that's sealing us up until the day of redemption. And you got to have the Holy Ghost. But when the cry is made at midnight, oh my God, and the five wise, they got up and they trimmed their oil with this. They trimmed their lamps with the oil. Hallelujah. And they went out to meet the bridegroom. You better be sure that you got your oil in your vessel. You got to be persuaded I don't care if they're doing this. Yeah. They're going to church like me, but they're doing this and they're doing that. Yeah. I'm going to make sure that I got a relationship with God.
Yes,
I want to make sure that I got the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
for sure, I want to make sure that I got a relationship that when he called me, like
my
he called Abraham, like he called Moses, like he called David, I want to make sure that he know me, that when I stand before him, he say, well done. Well done, evangelist. Well done, apostle. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter in unto my wits. Because the Bible said, many are going to come and say, God, I prophesied in your name. I preached in your name. I fed the hungry. I did this and I did that. But your works, it's like filthy rags unto God. You got to have a relationship with him. My God. And be persuaded that nothing is going to separate you from the love of God. Who's standing in your way that's separating you from the love of God? God say, challenge the people. Ask them who? Who's separating you? You got that boyfriend. The devil is a liar. You better come out of fornication because no fornicator, no idolatry, no wine bibber, none of them are going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. You got to come out from among them and be ye separated and touch not the unclean thing. And he's going to be your God and they're going to be your people. God.
Who?
God say, ask him who? Who's separating you from the love of God? You got to be persuaded this day. This day, you better hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church on today. You better be persuaded. That nothing, Lord, nothing, Lord, is separating me from the love of God. Well, Lord, I couldn't come to church because they said I couldn't come. I couldn't do this, Lord, because they said I couldn't do that. The Bible said we're working on our own soul's salvation. And we're doing it with fear and trembling. You better work out own soul's salvation. That very one that say you can't do this, that say you can't do that, when you stand before the Holy King, you can't say, oh, I didn't do that, Lord, because they said I couldn't do it.
Amen.
They said I couldn't do that. You got to stand before God and give an account for everything that's done inside of your body.
You're going to do it.
Better make an account. You better do it. And you better make up in your mind. Lord, I'm persuaded that nothing, Lord, is separating me from the love of God. My children, they're not separating me. This sickness in my body, it's not separating me. All this job, it's not separating me. This home, Lord, it's not separating me. Well, God, you know I got to go to work because I done went and bought this car. Nothing just separate me from the love of God, because the Bible said, fail not to assemble yourselves. You got to be, where the saints of God is. Hallelujah. I don't know where they're coming up with this right here. Popping up all of a sudden. These Facebook prophets, these Facebook saints. Hallelujah. The Bible said, hallelujah, faith without works is dead. Who shall separate you from the love of God? You better get in God and you better stand in a holy place. The Bible said, be ye holy, for I am holy. It's time to be holy. Before the Lamb of God. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. I tell you, what a powerful word. What an anointed word from the woman of God. body under the mat. Hallelujah. You that are not saved, you need to make up your mind. Amen. You've been, hallelujah, trying to decide for the longest. Amen. But who shall separate you from the love of God? Don't let anybody separate you. Don't let your job. Don't let your money. Praise God. Hallelujah. Children, your family.
Thank you.
Your cars. Amen. Houses. Don't let it separate you from God. Yes, you need those things. Amen. Hallelujah. But don't you worry. God will make a way.
Yes.
God will provide for you.
Yes.
Amen. Many of you come and run into God, and then when you get it, you leave God.
Come on.
Amen. You better get back with God. You better turn back to God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because you're going to need God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. When the cry is made, you got to be ready.
Yes.
You can't be trying to get ready,
yes,
but you're going to have to be ready. I want to pray for you today. You that are not saved, hallelujah. I want you to say, Lord, come into my heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Forgive me of my sins. Blot out my transgression. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and he died for my sin. Rose that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, I accept you into my life. I accept you into my heart. And I thank you for the victory now. Amen. And begin to denounce Satan. Satan, you're a liar. You will not rule over my life. You will not have power over my life. I belong to Jesus. I'm a child of God, and I'm saved today. Amen. Keep telling the devil I'm saved.
Yes.
I'm free. I'm delivered.
Yes.
God has delivered me.
Yes.
And whom the Son set free, you are free indeed. You don't have to worry.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I know the devil wants you to fret. He wants you to, amen, hallelujah, be afraid and always back. Amen. Hey, man, sitting back there, nobody love you. Nobody care about me. Forget about all them folks. Amen.
Right.
Concentrate on God.
Yes.
God is the one love you. God is the one, amen, that help you. You come on, keep coming out with good news.
Yes.
Bad news is not what you want to spread. Amen. All about talking about all them folks that don't like you, don't care about you. Amen. Hallelujah. Mad at you. Forget about them.
Yes.
Think about God who blessed you, saved you, and healed you, and delivered you. And you got good news. You got a good report.
Yes.
Whose report is people going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. His report say we are healed. His report say we are delivered. Amen. His report say we are saved.
Yes.
Well, don't miss it. Amen. You heard that good word today. Amen. But don't miss tonight. Evangelist, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Evangelist Cochran has already preached it, but come on out tonight.
Yes.
Apostle Roberta, amen, Reynolds from Fort Lauderdale, Florida,
yes,
will be with us. Then on Friday night, Apostle Curtis Watkins will be with us. And then on Saturday night, Apostle, amen, I'm sorry, Overseer Devron Patterson from West Palm Beach, Florida. You don't want to miss this. These services, 8 o'clock every night.
Yeah.
Amen. And then on Sunday, 11:30 a.m., amen, Pastor Franklin and Margaret Scott will be there from Charleston, South Carolina. Listen, you want to come and be blessed.
Yeah.
You want to come and bless, amen, the work of God. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Come to this celebration.
Amen.
Let God bless you. You bless the woman of God. You bless the people of God.
Yes.
God will bless you. Come on
bless.
Out
come on.
And be a blessing. Praise God, hallelujah. Get your cash out, right, amen, a cash out. Amen, hallelujah. Get your cash app out. Amen. Pastor Dollar Sign, Pastor Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-Y, or get your Zelle. Amen. Hallelujah. And send it 321-917-4202. Let God bless you.
Amen.
We also got the swipe. Come on and swipe your card.
Yes,
amen. Right. Swipe yourself into your deliverance and your miracle.
Hallelujah.
And let God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. That's Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 North East Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. Come on. Come running. Come with a praise in your heart. Come, amen, hallelujah, looking for a miracle. Come seeking a blessing.
Yes.
Amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. God want to bless you.
Yes.
He want to deliver you.
Amen.
And he want to bring you out.
Amen.
And I know these people at Miracle Deliverance is going to welcome you. They're going to hug you. They're going to kiss you. They're going to let you know we love you.
Yes,
amen. They're going to, amen, tell you what God wants you to hear.
Amen.
You will be blessed. You will be delivered. You will be set free.
Amen.
But you got to come. You won't get it unless you come. Mm-hmm. Amen. So I need you to come. Amen. Come These on. Three nights and then Sunday. Amen. Let God bless you. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for all my listeners and partners out there. Yes. Amen. We are here. We're still here. Amen. God is still blessing. Mm-hmm. So continue to meet us. Amen. Continue. Yes. Amen. To come and be a blessing. Amen. Glory to God, because you will be blessed. I know you will. That's why people come, because they want to be blessed. Amen. But don't just come and get your miracle and quit coming because you got your miracle. You're going to need some more. Just like you go to the gas and get some gas and pull up. You're all right, amen. But after a while, you're going to have to go back and get another filling.
That's right.
God will do it for you.
Yes,
amen.
Will.
Hallelujah. Today is your day of deliverance. That's Today is your day of salvation. Today is the day you can be set free. Amen. And whom the Son set free, you're free indeed. So come on out and be with us.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. And don't worry, we are praying for you. Continue to tune in and listen to this broadcast. God bless you.
God bless you. God is with me, so I keep it on the side.